A review of 1851 developments. We have pointed out that God could lead his people only as fast as they could grasp unfolding truth and follow intelligently. This leading is found in his word, in his messages to the prophets, and in transpiring circumstances. All three played a part in the developments of 1851, but circumstances played a leading role. Ellen White described conditions in 1850. In 1850, my husband and I visited Vermont, Canada, New Hampshire, and Maine. The meetings were held in private houses. It was then next to impossible to obtain access to unbelievers. The disappointment in 1844 had confused the minds of many, and they would not listen to any explanation of the matter. Italics supplied. But by 1851 a change was taking place. In the Review and Herald, James White could report, "Now the door is open almost everywhere to present the truth, and many are prepared to read the publications who have formerly had no interest to investigate." Ibid, August 19, 1851. This change in the situation that now provided circumstances favorable for the heralding of the three angels' messages was indeed welcome. During the 7 years since the great disappointment, there had come onto the stage of action an increasing number of those who in 1844 were children and had not yet reached the age of accountability. Added to these were many who had not taken a decided stand against the truths presented in the Great Advent Awakening, and with a fading memory of the 1844 experience were now ready to listen. It is apparent that James and Ellen White had been in the lead in advocating an open door to salvation on the part of those who had not rejected the message in 1844. A basic factor in this was the visions given to Ellen White. It took time for most to come into an understanding of all the involvements in the shut door, the door of mercy for all the world, the open and shut door in the heavenly sanctuary, the door that closed for those who had rejected the clear Advent preaching of the 1840s, the door open to youth who had not attained the age of accountability, the door open to those who had not heard and rejected the Advent preaching in the Millerite Awakening.